set a new tone in Washington? Well, guess what? It's just not possible. You can talk all you want about partisan love, but Republicans cannot make it a reality alone. The Democrats seem to be bitter, nasty, and spiteful beyond all bounds of rationality. Their politics are their religion. They pursue that religion with a blind zealotry. I mean, just look at the state the White House was in when the Bushies showed up. Obscene graffiti, presidential seal ripped off a wall, sliced telephone lines, pornographic messages, 100 inoperable computer keyboards. Bush's response to this damage in trying to set a new tone was to let bygones be bygones and not even to catalog the damage. Now that everything's fixed, guess what? The Democrats are now calling Bush a liar. Congressman Anthony Weiner, an appropriate name, a New York Democrat, has demanded that the White House apologize to the Clintons for accusing them of vandalism. Now, here we cleaned up after the shameful behavior of a few Democrats instead of turning it into a political issue to tar all of them. And what do we get for it? As soon as we've erased all trace of their White House trashing, they claim it never happened. They turn our turned cheek against us. Now, let's learn a lesson from this incident. Let's learn that we can't get along with these people by dumping our principles. Let's learn that we cannot extend the hand of friendship without getting it ripped off. And most importantly, let's learn that when we have a chance to expose the liberals for what they truly are, we take that chance and do it.